they lived in. There's some house in town that's supposed to have the cupola off of the Capitol building on it here in Selma, and I've forgotten which house it is. Somebody was talking about that not long ago.
That would be him.
And I've forgotten what house they said it was. I don't know whether the house is still standing or not.
Sure, they take the house down if it's got the...
I don't know what they do.
Have a name for a little dog that maybe no special breed. Dogs, you know, not in the third.
Cool.
What about one little noisy one that just runs around and barks?
Feisty? I don't know much about dogs.
If you were,
I told you I was allergic to fur. I don't like to touch fur of any kind. Only kind of fur coat I ever had was a Hudson seal. That's dyed muskrat, I know, but they trim it. It just feels like thick velvet, really.
Yes, ma'am. And if you were mad at the dog, you might pick up on something. Boy, you might. Have you ever heard people, you know, if they train a dog to bite on it, how would they train it? You know what call they might use to get one dog to attack?
I don't know a thing about that dog's.
Okay. And
sick him. Mm-hmm. Sick him, I reckon. Yeah, sick him, sick. Oh, but that's to get dogs to run after cats, I guess.
If the dog liked to bite, you'd say the boy was squatting by the dog.
He bitten.
You might say.
Was bitten by the dog, or the dog bit the boy.
Mm-hmm. And we talked yesterday, we were talking about some of the animals around. The cow, the male cow, you would call
bull.
When you were coming up, was that a word that you used?
No, you didn't talk about bulls in the polite society. You just didn't talk about bulls in polite society.
It's a subject just never would really...
You know, you just didn't talk about it, just like pregnant women. You never mentioned it. Let's see. And you never talked about horses.
Never talked about the stallion.
Stallion and geldings and all that. Matter of fact, that one horse we had was the only stallion we ever had. That race horse I told you about that was so sweet. That's the only stallion we ever had.
Do you ever use mules?
Yes. Papa had mules. One of my sisters and a first cousin rode all the way uptown on them. Didn't get it back home until after dark. Boy, didn't you get a spanking. Mabel didn't.
When that worked?
Ooh-wee. Bareback. They got on those mules and rode them to town.
Would it just harness it up?
Just put a bridle on it. No saddle, they rode their mule bareback. They were good, well-trained mules. They wouldn't have thrown them anything. They didn't buck with them anything. They didn't do anything but just let the mules walk fast.
When you're working two mules together, do you have a name for two of them together working?
A team of mules. And a brace of mules? I don't know, there was some term they used. Two horses or two mules. But we just said two mules. They plow two mules.
And if you had a calf, or a cow, and she was going to have a calf, you would say she's about to.
Calf.
And somebody was riding a horse and couldn't stay on, you say he fell. Say you were riding and couldn't stay on, you'd say...
He fell off the horse?
Yeah. Or if you...
The horse could have thrown him. Yeah. Could have bucked and thrown him.
Were you ever thrown?
Thank goodness. No, a horse I rode, Dr. horse, one of his daughters, that horse dismounted her a couple of times.